too late. It's never too late for anyone, you know, to return to the circle once they leave it. I remember one of our elders, he was leaving one of our meetings. Like we'd gather and have, this meeting was on May the 10th. You know, and we're honoring our elders. I said, this is ours. This is what we occupy. You know, this territory. And he had to leave early. So he announced to the people, I have to go. And he is walking backwards to the door. And he says, this is to show you I'm not turning my back on you, that I'm still with you. So he's letting everyone know he's still part of the circle. He wasn't leaving a circle, really. His body was, but his spirit was there. That's why as I was listening to you, I was thinking, yeah, let's dedicate this to all the brothers and sisters doing time right now. And also to their families. Because I imagine some families get discouraged at their family member. Because it's a reality that we have people called a revolving door. They come out and parole, and then they end up back in there. Or they finish their parole, then they break the law again and back up in the prison. It's unfortunate that we have brothers and sisters that are doing that. But with your acknowledgement of the tremendous value of our traditions, our culture, our ceremony and ritual, that it's not too late. We can still heal ourselves. And I know that we wish we could heal the mistake. With time, maybe that mistake will be healed. And everyone involved in the mistake will free themselves to live on. For the sake of the people and Mother Earth, it's a constant message I'm saying to people when I talk, have a chance to talk and share. Say, let's put it in our mind that we're here for the people. And that'll prevent us from being self-centered, you know, from just thinking about ourselves. My granny says, Ashkwashachachut. Don't you ever think you're better than anybody else? You know, and that's one of our teachings, you know, and it's just a beautiful teaching. You know, brother, nephew, I'm so proud of you for coming to Teachings in the Air. And I know this is not easy to show your heart to the world. And I have tremendous respect for you for doing that. Because I know you know how to make tzuan, which is the lifeblood of our people when dried salmon in the wintertime. Your grandma Susan and my mind made the best because I lived with them and she fed me with it. And it transformed me and I'm eating it because of the love she put into it. I also know, you know, how to hunt the deer and take care of it. So you still had parts of the circle with you. And those never stopped. So I'd just like you to share two things. First off, what you're most grateful for that helped you to come back to the circle. And a message you'd like to give to brothers and sisters out there, our brothers, our friends and relatives, right across Canada, people that are listening to us, a message that you can give to create hope and inspiration. So first off, you know, what are you most grateful for in this whole experience?
First of all, Luke's Jam. I am most grateful today. I am responsible to my elders. I am responsible to the elders that taught my elders. Our way of life, our culture, our spirituality, no matter what race we follow, our spirituality and culture, the teachings of our ancestors, I am most grateful for them. To be able to, the grandmothers, to ensure that our ways are never lost or forgotten. And the elders, you know, I have a friend, his name is Joel West, and he also helped me. We've changed our lives together. And one teaching that always sticks into my mind as well is, you and I, and the ones that are coming out of federal, provincial prisons, warrior or life giver, that if you follow this way of life, you will go a long ways. And that spirit inside of one and all, there's a spirit in me. And it took me to take a look at my own self to change that cycle and tell, this is you over here. This is the warrior you are. I'm proud of you. Proud of everything you've done. This is who you are. This isn't who you are, the negative lifestyle. It's not you. That's a learned behavior. This person that you follow today, myself, that's who you are. All that positive stuff, that positive energy, you know, telling myself, you're worthy. You're valuable, you're unique, and people do care for you.
Oh, they make my heart and spirit sing, Chakram Shla. Okay, a message to the brothers and sisters that might listen to this podcast.
A message to one and all. Acceptance. My dad, Hector McDonald, he's my, he always told me acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. And I strongly believe him now that I am thinking straight. My mind and my heart was the longest distance in my healing journey, because there was times that I'm my own worst enemy. Once those are together, we are as one. You, I, all the ones that are listening, all the brothers and sisters, you know, the missing and murdered, you know, the ones that the people are listening, the spirits are listening. The eyes are upon me. That's what my elder said. You can do it. You can do it. You can get overcome the struggles. I had to take a look at the deeper troubles. What caused Samuel Allitt to use drugs and alcohol to make unhealthy choices. I had to deal with the unresolved issues of my childhood. I really suggest that you stop and think about consequences. You know, impulsivity. I used to react before I stopped and thought about it. And that's something that I had to learn. I learned to relearn. And that personal balanced medicine wheel, physical, the spiritual, the emotional and the mental, the four quadrants, had to harmonize the quadrants by working on each quadrant in order for my life to run a bit more smoothly. Risk factors. I have to think about what's risky. I know what's wrong and right. Just remove myself from harm. The ICPM program, you know, stop and ask myself if I have these negative thoughts and beliefs. Is this honoring my spirit? Is this honoring others, people's spirits? Just stop and think about those consequences. You can do it. I know one and all can come up with options and choose the best solution. And to continue on with that, I had to accept the answer of the best solutions. There's other ways. Myself, I run to spirituality to replace running to drugs and alcohol. You know, moving forward in my life. Those tiny steps. My daughter, I keep hearing her voice in my mind. Dad, you got to take those tiny steps. In your past, you used to leap and you would miss out on the teachings. Slow down and acknowledge the everything Quilston puts in my path, the signs. Just follow my heart and live for today. You know, be grateful for the small things, you know, like that sign says, the small things are the big things in my life. Family. You know, at the end of the day, our families struggle. You know, we're distant, some of us. But at the end of the day, they're still my family. You know, I pray one day that the ones that are still abusing, one day they'll be walking beside me. You know, prayers go a long way. And when there's no elders around, I had to work, you know, like there was times when I was by myself and difficult times arose. And I had to turn to the cedar tree. I've learned this from some of my people in Chehalis, in Shnuklok, Chalkamstlot, if we're not around and you need help, go to that tree. That tree will help you. And I did. When I was all alone by myself, there was no other people around. I went to that tree and I hugged it. And I cried. I let out those untold words through my tears. Being able to express what's inside is very difficult. It's a mental health issue. And being unable to ask for help, or maybe even at times that when I did ask for help, there wasn't help available. That's when Quilston put things in my path to see if Chalkamstlot is utilizing the teachings that I was taught. Won't be long until them elders come back and give us tireless knowledge and wisdom from whatever they're busy from. We can get back. I got past those experiences. When they came back, they provided me with more teachings.
Ah, Kukstamukauch. You know, and it truly is a reflection of Indigenous is that we can be Indigenous 24/7. You know, like I say, we don't ever say total. You know, we take the good and we leave the bad. And I think, and I was listening to you and I think of your teachers, the elders and the role models for Indigenous ways proves to me that it's all over. It's in the air, like your grandpa said. It's everywhere, he says. You just have to work for it. You know, he says the music's in the air. Because I told him, I feel bad because we're losing our music, hand drums and rattles and such. And he says, he says, it's in the air, Jerry. You just have to work for it. You want the song, go out and sit in the meadow or up on the mountain or by the river and listen, you'll hear the music. In his ceremonies, he said, people created those. And the good ones kept on after, you know, for thousands of years, like the first salmon ceremony, for instance. Somebody starts, a human being started at maybe 10,000 years ago and just kept going through the generations. So I want to thank you for coming to Teachings in the Air and for sharing with everyone your life. And I want to wish you the best going forward. You know, I have nephews and relatives that I pray would listen to this, these young ones, so they can learn by your role modeling that, you know, we can return to the circle. Don't ever feel that the circle will not take you back. When you show healing and you show yourself as you really are, the circle reaches out for you, pulls you back in. It's when you're still out there doing the naughty things and things, the circle say, no, no, no. Some of our circles are pretty small because so many people are involved in drinking and drugs, you know, and stuff. But in each one of the families, there's that one that represents a circle, that doesn't give up on the people, doesn't give up on Mother Earth. And you're a reflection of that. You're the echo. I can hear Mama now Because I can see you. I can see the resemblance. I can hear Mama talking to me about Tsuan, about how to cook food, how to tan deer hides, about family. She had family up in Two Spring, you know, a sister up there, and they would send her a whole beef, you know, a whole cow, and she loved good food. And you bring that back to me, and I thank you. We share the same elders. We come from the same beautiful people. So I want you to hang on to that. And I just can't thank you enough. But I thank you now. And we need to start to focus on what works. What's good for the people. You know, and because we have enough people talking about the bad stuff with colonization. We need to share how to get out of it. You know, how to broaden the circles, make the circles full again, where we're shoulder to shoulder with our family, our clan. Because when we're in a circle, we can prevent bad guys from coming into the circle. Or we can call them in and heal them. You know, so we have lots of options. Or we can send out people from our circle to go look for knowledge. Chakamshlan. You left the circle. You're bringing back knowledge to the circle of what not to do and what to do. So I thank you for that. From the bottom of my heart, I thank you.
contact.
Note. As a young child, Ken Kaufman ventured into his neighborhood in search of the tigers, bears, and dinosaurs he read about in nature books, but quickly found that Indiana doesn't have those. So 6-year-old Ken set his sights on the next best thing.
I decided I would take a day or two and figure out what these birds were out there in the yard. And it took me a couple of weeks to figure out the difference between a grackle and a starling, but once I had that down, I was the only person on the block who knew that.
Though he's now a world-renowned birder and field guide author, Ken says his progress was slow. It was difficult to find resources for identifying the birds he saw.
Getting into birding is much easier than it was when I started. You can go online and find recordings of almost every bird species in the world.
Today's novice birders have access to mobile apps and websites that put photos, bird calls, and range maps at your fingertips. Whatever tools you choose, Ken says there's no substitute for getting outside and experiencing the birds for yourself.
That direct connection, I think, is really important. Paying attention to the birds around you is going to make your life more three-dimensional and more exciting, and they can bring more beauty into your life. And I would just urge everyone to try it. You don't have to become a serious birder. I would love to have everyone in the world just appreciate the beauty that's out there and just the wonder of these little creatures that we share this planet with.
For BirdNote, I'm Ariana Rimmel.